deaths from Alzheimer's disease are on the rise. The Alzheimer's Association combed through CDC data since the beginning of the year. Alzheimer's and dementia deaths are up nearly 14% in Wisconsin as compared to last year. Across the U.S., that's more than 34,000 deaths on top of the 122,000 dementia-related deaths we usually see.
These numbers, as horrific and bad as they are only through October thus far, and you know we're expecting another unfortunate spike.
Michael Bruhn is the Alzheimer's Association Wisconsin Chapter's Director of Public Policy. He says the increase in deaths are a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. To be clear, these people aren't dying from COVID, but as a result of the changes caused by the pandemic and the stress on our healthcare system.
It's due to many factors, as I said. It could be the difficulty in getting access to a physician or healthcare during the pandemic. It could be the increased difficulty in managing those comorbid conditions. And really, individuals who have Alzheimer's or dementia really rely upon a steady routine, and daily routines are significantly impacted for everyone, including those individuals who have Alzheimer's or dementia.
To combat this rise in deaths, the Alzheimer's Association is urging the state to prioritize rapid testing resources to long-term care facilities.
Our argument is that these long-term care facilities that have experienced the brunt of the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic should be prioritized in not only receiving the testing and the tests, but also in the funding available for staff to be able to run these tests and run them on site.
With more rapid testing, people living in these facilities could get visitors that would cut down on the social isolation that Bruhn says is also a contributing factor in the deaths. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.